Now veteran Menelaus, thrusting past the shield of Thoas to the bare chest, brought him down. Rushed by Amphiclus, the alert Meges got his thrust in first, hitting his thigh where a man's muscles bunch. Around the spearhead, tendons were split, and darkness veiled his eyes. Nestor's sons were in action. Antilochus, with his good spear, brought down Atymnius, laying open his flank. He fell head first. Now Maris moved in, raging for his brother, lunging over the dead man with his spear, but Thrasymedes had already lunged and did not miss, but smashed his shoulder squarely, tearing his upper arm out of the socket, severing muscles, breaking through the bone. He thudded down, and darkness veiled his eyes. So these two, overcome by the two brothers, dropped to the underworld of Erebus. They were Sarpedon's true brothers in arms and sons of Amisodorus, who reared the fierce Chimera, nightmare to many men. Ajax, Oileus's son, drove at Cleobulus and took him alive, encumbered in the press, but killed him on the spot with a sword stroke across his nape, the whole blade running hot with blood as welling death and his harsh destiny possessed him. Now Peneleus and Lycon clashed, as both had cast and missed, and lunged and missed with spears. They fought again with swords. The stroke of Lycon came down on the other's helmet ridge, but his blade broke at the hilt. Peneleus thrust at his neck below the ear and drove the blade clear in and through. His head toppled, held only by skin, and his knees gave way. Meriones, on the run, overtook Acamas, mounting behind his horses, and hit his shoulder, knocking him from the car. Mist swathed his eyes. Idomeneus thrust hard at Eremus's mouth with his hard bronze. The spearhead passed on through, beneath his brain, and split the white brain pan. His teeth were dashed out. Blood filled both his eyes. And from his mouth and nostrils as he gaped, he spurted blood. Death's cloud enveloped him. There each Danaan captain killed his man. As ravenous wolves come down on lambs and kids astray from some flock that in hilly country splits in two by a shepherd's negligence, and quickly wolves bear off the defenseless things, so when Danaans fell on Trojans, shrieking flight was all they thought of, not of combat.